Okay, today's daf is Chagiga daf Chaf, and this is the beginning of the third parak of Maseches Chagiga, the final parak in all of Seder Moed, daf Chaf, and the Mishnah discusses Chomer Bakodesh Mi Batruma. The Mishnah discusses different stringencies in Halacha that apply to Karbanos more than Truma. As we already discussed, there are different levels of Kedusha. In Yadus, we go from Meiser Chulin does not have any Kedusha, Meiser Sheni, and Truma, and Kachim, even within Kachim, we're not Mechalik right now, but Kachay Kalim, and Kachay Kachim, and then we have Mei Chatas, which is the water that's mixed with the ashes of the Paraduma, all the different levels of items, as we mentioned. So here, the Mishnah lists off all the different Chumras that apply to Kachim that do not apply to Truma. One of them is, besides being Matbol Kli Beto Kli, and other kavana issues, one of the lists are how the tefillah takes place. Lo kemidas hakodesh midas hatruma. We don't tovel when we put the item into a mikvah to use for the need for karbanos or for truma. We don't do it the same way. Sheba kodesh, because when it comes to kachim, matir uminagev umatbil. Let's say a kli has certain ties. So first we have to untie it, then we dry it off, and then we're tovel. V'yachar kach kosher. And then you tie it back up again after it's toveled. Ubitruma, you don't have to untie it. You don't have to untie it. Kosher v'achar kach matfil, right? Just you can loosen some knots in order to make sure the water goes in, but you don't have to untie. Why does one untie? Because of the issues of chatitza and the issues of interposition. Whenever there's a mitzvah or a halacha of tevila, the water has to touch every spot on the item being toveled, and we have an extra stringency, not just to loosen the begadim, the knots, by the item being toveled. Again, we don't fathom this today, because when are we toveling a shirt? When are you toveling? Because we don't have Tumah V'Tahara today. The only Tumah V'Tahara that we have is for Isha Labayla, or Tevilas Kalim, as we'll talk about. But that's only by glass and metal, but by a shirt. But in the days of old, everything became Tameh. What can become Tameh? Adam, Kalim, Ochel, Mashke, right? All that can become Tameh. So these halachas of untying things were very lamaisa. So related to this, what we're going to talk about today, talking about getting items ready for the mikvah and untying and tying, what about a kli that's made up of various parts? What if I have a kli ochel? I have a kli that requires tevila because I use it in food preparation and food consumption, but it's made of different parts. Like here we talk, so do you have to take it apart in order to tovel it? Somebody has a grinder, somebody has sometimes there are different parts of kalim, and some of them require tevila and some of them do not require tevila. How does one tovel that? Related to that, we'll see at the end, maybe we'll talk about some of the different opinions about utensils that not only have different parts but are electrical, and one plugs into the wall. How does one tovel that? That is a tricky situation. So how does one do that? So first, the background again. As we know, the halacha of tefilas kalim is any kli seuda that's bought from a non-Jew requires tevila, not because of any question of kashrus, not because of any chashash. We know it was never used. We know it was new. It was just made. And even if the guy made it for me, right, it's not a question of kashrus, but it's a question, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, machlokas, whether this is a mitzvah daraisa or a mitzvah derabanan, machlokas rishonim, based on psukim, in the end of Sefer Bamidbar, how to understand a limud that the Gemara has at the end of Maseches Avodah Zarah regarding tevilas kalim. But that is the halacha. The tour says, in Simen Kuf Chaf, Hechsher kalim, hanikchim min hagoyim. That's the title. Halokech kalim chadashim min hagoyim. If somebody buys new kalim from a non-Jew, Osir l'shamish bahen. One is not allowed to even use them, right? That's one of the misconceptions. Oh, you can use it once before toveling. No, you can't even use it once, right? It cannot be used at once. And even if you use it, it doesn't mean that it's, oh, I lost the chance, now there's no more mitzvah. No, even if I've used it for 20 years and it's never been toveled, I have to tovel it today. So if I buy a kli chadash min hagoy, asur lehishtamish ben ashi yadvilan tefila hogenes belo chatzitza b'mikvah shel arba'im sa'ah. I'm not allowed to use it unless I'm tovelit a appropriate, proper tevila. Right, why does it say kelim chadashim? Because if it was kelim yishanim, then you have issues of kashering, not just an issue of tevila b'mikvah. You have to add to kasher it. But if it's even if it's a kli chadash, I have to have a tevila hogenes below chatitz without any interposition, anything on the kli b'mikvah shel arba'im sa, in a mikvah. The the Beis Yosef writes based on the Gemara, the end of Pesach Levar Zara, Daf Ayin Hey, and the source is the Pasuk from Midyan. Ach b'mei nida yischata klomar ma'im shanida tovelas b'hem dahainu arbam sa upirshu b'Yerushalmi detfila hi kadesh yetsu mitumaso shel goy l'kedushaso shel Yisrael. Just like a ger goes into a mikvah to be mosif kedusha. It's not that he's not kosher, he's being mosif kedusha in order to give it a certain status. Those are the kalim. Kalim, we want a mosif kedusha to all of our kalim, and therefore we put it into a mikvah when it was made by a non-Jew. And again, the Beis Yosef says what I just said. Why chadashim l'rabusa naktinu, v'kol shekein yishanim. Surely old ones, but even new ones, which didn't have any psul or tarfus in them. And then the tour goes into what about some of Deya's need that you need a mayan. But then the tour continues. But sarach she'eh ha'kli rafui biyado b'shas tefila. If I'm holding the kli, it has to be loose in my hand when I put it in. Right? She'eh mahadko biyado b'shas tefila. If I'm holding it tight, then as I put it into the water, then no water is going to get onto the spot where my hand is holding, and that would be a chatzitza. Miyum lichlef yado b'mayim tchidei lachesh. But if you first get your hand wet, and then you put it into the mikvah, so that would help. V'yavarech, and it's you make a bracha. Baruch Adah Hashem al-Kedem al-Cholam, asher k'deshanu b'utzav v'zivanu al-tfilas keli. Make a bracha al-tfilas kelim. V'matol shnayim o'shlosha b'yachad yomar al-tfilas kelim. Right? This is the only bracha in halacha that changes nusach based on quantity. Right, by Chanukah candles is always the halach ner shel Chanukah. By Shabbos candles is always the halach ner shel Shabbos. No matter how much matzah I eat, you know, I always make the same bracha. The only bracha that changes based nusach, based on quantity, Chazal instituted, is this bracha. And again, the only types of kelim that are needed, and then this will finish our introduction again, Vein tzarach tefila, ela l'kli matchos, vein tzarach suda. Only metal kalim that are food. If I buy a scissors to open my mail with, in the days old when there was actual mail, if I have a mail or letter opener, that does not need tefillah. That's a metal kli. It does not need tefillah. If I have a type of scissors that I used to cut paper with, then it doesn't need required tefillah. So it has to be A, tzarchei suda, B, metal, or as we said yesterday, glass. Klei zchuches kikei matos dami, not kli cheres. So cheres does not need, wood does not need, plastic is a later discussion, but most assume plastic does not need either. But it has to be tovel in a mikvah, as we know, with all of the requirements. The Chayadam points out, in the Chachmas Adam, that even one spot out of the water is going to be a problem, because it has to be also bebas achas. The tefillah has to be just like a human, just like a person who's going to the mikvah. He has to be under the water entirely at the same moment, even every hair, right? That's why there is a concept of a person at the mikvah to make sure even the hair goes underneath the water. But the Chachmas Adam says, Rabbi Avram Danzig, here in Siman Ayin Gimel, Tzarech Sheyachnis, Kol HaKli B'mayim, Bepam Achas, Shelo Yishar Mimena Chutz L'mayim. There can't be any part of the kli outside the water. Afilu kolshu, even a tiny amount. Right? It's better if somebody was tovled something and they forgot to take a little piece of a sticker off, and maybe they tried to get it off, they did the best they can, and there's a little stuff underneath that the sticker was on. You do the best you can, and then you tovel it. And that's called a miyat she'eino makbid. That's a uncovering a minority of the spine. You're not makbid on it, so you did the best you can, so it's okay. But that's not the same as leaving a drop of the kli outside of the water, right? That does not work, right? Even if I have a chatzitza on a tiny amount of the kli, that's okay. B'di'evit, you do the best you can. But in a tiny part of the kli that's out of the water, that doesn't work. That doesn't work, and the tefillah would have to be done again. Right? It has to be all in the water. So afilu kol shehu. V'imu gadol v'niyachol tavlo kulo kecha. What if it's very big? What if it's very big? So you gotta figure out gotta make sure you have a mikvah that's big enough. Nearly to asr lahat b'lachatzon, you can't do half and half. I can't do half the kli and then turn it over and do the other half of the kli. Dumia de tefilas nida, similar to nida, as we know. Ve'ena doma lahagala. It's not like kashering. Had a shaila yesterday, right? It's a metal sheet that's used for baking became fleishik. So you have to kasher that back to parav. How do you kasher back to parav? So if you have a big pot, sometimes you can't put a whole cookie sheet into a pot of boiling water. But if you have a big enough pot, you could put half of it in and then the other half of it in. Because Hagala, kashering, does not have to be at one time, basachas, unlike tevila. That's what the Chachma Zadim says here. Vein adoma la Hagala, shula haflit to iser. That's to get the non-kosher out. Vekivet shehigel hamiksas, hari hiflit. And once you are magal part of it, okay, it's out. Aval hacha mishum tuma. Vekivet shenishar miksas, mimen achuz lamayim, chozim es pashe b'kol akli. Like we know, nitma, part of a kli, the whole kli becomes tameh. So you have to be kasher the entire kli. Good. So now let's get to the topic at hand that this Mishnah is alluding to. Again, the Mishnah talks about preparations that you have to untie and you have to disconnect all of the parts. So if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Avos HaTumah, the Rambam lists off the 11 ma'alos. He has 11 ma'alos, achas esrei ma'alos, also chachamim lekodesh ala truma. 11 halachas that apply to karbanos, or kalim that connect to karbanos, that are going to be used for karbanos more than truma. So one of them is, and remember, these are all midrabanan. These are all midrabanan. As we know, there are remazim to it in the Torah, as the Rambam quotes, kaf achas asara zahav malei ketores. We had a shiur about that way back when as well. But the Rambam here says in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Hey, Kli shehu mefutzal v'luchosav v'korosav mikusharos. You have a kli that's made up of different parts. Go mita. You have a bed. V'chayotziba. You have a bed with the sideboards and the headboard and the footboard and the legs. Everything is connected. In the days of old, they were even roped together, right? The dargush that's spoken about in the Gemara. Im nitma v'tzorach ladbilo l'truma, if the bed became tameh. And again, in the days of old, when beds could become tameh, anita sits on a bed, so that becomes tumas medrus, it's an avatuma. So if it becomes tameh, you have to be matul for truma, yeshlo ladbilo kulo kachas. All at once. Kishahu mekushar, while it's still tied up to each other. Avat, like our Mishnah says, where it talks about you have less standards for truma. Avala kodesh matru menagev. But by kodesh you have a higher standard. Shema yesham davar hachotzeitz umatvil v'yachar kosher. But to use this bed for something related to karbanos, you have to untie it and dry it. Again, good question. Why dry it? Well, what's that issue? Not our topic now, because maybe you have davar chotzeitz, and therefore you have to take it apart. So what happens? What about if you have a kli that is made up of different parts? So you read this, and you might say, well, we're not being tovalid for kachim. We're just being tovalid for, because Chazal told us to do it. So when Chazal told us to do it, did they give it the status of truma or kachim? Right? But you also have another element here. You have another element here. Because the whole reason that these items require tevila is because it's a kli. It's a utensil. The second that I take it apart, and I just have the parts in front of me, maybe there's no chi of tevila anymore because it's not usable as is. It's just a blade or a leg or maybe it ruins the whole chiyuv and ruins the whole situation. So this is a tshuva that's discussed in the Minchas Yitzchak. Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, Chela Gimel Simen Ayin Zayin. So this is right, the earlier volumes when he was still in England before he came to Eretz Yisrael. Right, it's written Yom Gimel Chav Ches Le Min. What is this? Le Menachem. Right, I'm not sure. Tavshin Chaf, 1960, Manchester. So he wrote that, I was just there last week. Says the Minchas Yitzchak, Echan mitamidav kana mechona chashmalit bishvil shchikas basar v'chayotzi bazeh. One of his students bought a meat grinder, an electric meat grinder. And heich linog betvilasa. What do you do? How do you tovel? Sheyesh chash kilkol b'chela kachashmal shela. Right, there's a worry that it's going to get ruined, the electrical part of it, if you put that in the water. V'yav shekli amatches hachotchem efshel tovelim b'fnei atzman. Even though you could take off the metal kli to be tovel, maybe the blades or the grinding part of it to be tovel by itself. Aval yesh l'sapek im mahanizeh. If that's going to work, why? B'bnei sheyefshel l'shtamish b'kli barzel b'li ikker hamachona hanaaseh b'plastik. Right, you can't use just the metal by itself. So if you're just going to be tovel the metal, is that a kli suda? Is the metal blade a kli suda that you're going to use? Ubedarki tshuva de bekli etz asher lulei etz lo haya kli mitzukan klal. Let's say the discussion. If you have a kli that has non-need tvila parts, but it all makes up. It has the handle of a, you know, somebody has a salad spoon, and the handle is wood, and the bottom part is metal, that requires tvila. You had to put the whole thing in the mikvah, not just the metal part. V'ha'etu ma'amidu, lo bri'ri lo ha'sefer kal Yehuda, de'efshar de'in tzorech lahat, b'ragah kesef, lo ha'etz, u'mitzad acher, de'yodos ha'kli ha'filu shal'etz, tzorech lahat bilu ha'makli. The chutz mizeh, he quotes, shama me'arav ha'gon ha'bezed in the gates, head shlita. I'm not sure who he's referring to. She'ein lipol kli leprakim, that you should not be tovalit in parts. Ela dafka bishleimuso derech ishtamshus shelo, just as it's used, be tovalit. And it's a chatzitza? No, it's not a chatzitza. It's one thing. Let's say you have a spoon. You're not going to say, oh, the bottom part of the spoon is a chatzitza to the top part of the spoon, and where it connects. No, it's one spoon. So if it's a spoon, it's that's how you tovel it. So maybe by other kalim also. And he says, Asher alkenu mesupak tamid eich litpol hakaderas hanikros, pressure cooker. She'i afshar lehishtamesh bohen ela seguros im hamishkal hamachbar al gabon. You have these types of kalim that you have to be told, you have to use them when they're closed, because they cook in a certain way that with the heat by where it's closed up, then the water's not gonna get in at all because it's totally enclosed. All the tovlan akadir bakisiv mishkal machbi kolachad bifniatzman or tovel it separately. All the different parts. So Barmidin Yishlakar, and he talks about plastic in general, that's the Shaila. That's his Shaila. So he is noted to say, if you have a Kli with different parts, I don't know, let's say you have a Kli with different parts that's not electric. I don't know, some type of thermos. So again, if it's a thermos where each part of the thermos, often, say a thermos, each part of the thermos can be used separately, right? It's an insert, which is a cup itself, and then the outside, which is a cup itself, then lechora, and each one is usable by itself, the soap tovel each one separately. But let's say it's a type of kli that has different parts to it, smaller parts, that if you take it apart, it's not a kli. So he says, lechadchila, all at once, because that's the kli. That's the kli, and if it's not put together, then it is not going to be considered a kli. If one does it with the separate parts, so that is it. Ubonogeim lahatvel dafke b'shleimuso agam leprakim hine bechol shekli shekol prakap tzuchem tefila bevadai av shelachadchila bevadai anachon lahatvel b'shleimuso. That's the lachadchila. But many people out there are tovalit leprakim, tovalit in parts. He says that is good enough b'di evan. He says, based on the Rambam. The Rambam quotes a Mishnah in Kalim. Right? We think Kalim is not so l'maisa b'zman hazeh. The Mishnah in Kalim. The Mishnah in Kalim says, in the 26th Perek of the Rambam, Perek Chavav Hilchos Kalim, Mita, Shadik Beis Kula, if you have a bed, that same case that became Tameh, Imit Bila, Evarim Tahora. If you're Matala, part by part, by the bed, it is Tari. It works. Shmami Najib, but the Evid, Al Kapana, Mahani, Atfila, Evarim, Evarim. If one takes it apart, though, and does it piece by piece, so then he mentions that then you have to take it apart, every piece from itself. Meaning, if you take it apart, there are six pieces, and two of the pieces you keep together, but those two pieces aren't a kli by itself, that's a problem. Because once you're separating it and you're toveling it as parts of a kli. And why is it called a kli? Because you're going to put it back together, but right now it's not a kli. So then, one has to make sure that the parts are all separated. That's based on that Mishnah in Kalim and the Rav Bar Tanura there. Where the Rav Bar Tanura talks about in Kalim Perek Yud Ches. That's the Mishnah the Rambam was just talking about. Mita, mitame chavilo, mitaheres to chavila. A mita can become tame chavila. And what is chavila? So the Bar Tanura talks about, if you have a bed that, again, has the long sides and the short sides. So let's say you separate the long sides from the short sides, and the bed, let's say the mattress board, is connected to one of the sides. So is it better to be connected to the long side or to the short side? That's what it's being discussed here. But it says, "Ukshinit mesakera nit mesaksara ima umitaharas chavila shemhit belakera imaksara." If you amatvel the bedboard, so to speak, with the shorter part, inaksara chotetes aleh tadachatitza kiyeched lo chaytia la kshan bilak shishlema. Right, if parts of it are together, it is okay. But the chachamim argue, "Mitama evarim umitaharas evarim." If it's not whole, then you have to make sure, the Bar Tanur explains, that it's all separated. Even though you could have done it all together as a whole bed, but if you're not being tovel, it is a whole bed, so then Each part has to be separated. I'll read the Bartanura. De eno chibur kishlema de matbil mita shlema tahora av mishlo pirka. Aval hashta de pirsha hakeramin arucha. Once you separated the short part from the long part, lo havi chavila imaksara. Vizorach labila bifnei atzma. Vahalacha kichachamim. And that is what the halacha is there. Again, if each piece is this similar, the earlier achronim, the Nod Bihuta, the Chasam Sofer talk about, also, if you're going to put it back together, does it give it a shame kli? So what, a barrel? If a barrel becomes tameh, if you have a barrel, it's a kli. What happens if I make a hole in the barrel in order to put a spigot, in order to have the beer or the wine come out? Before I put the spigot in, is it a kli? Now it has a hole in it. So does that lose its shame kli? And then when I put the spigot in, it becomes tar, it's a new kli? So no, the Behuda seems to say, because no, because you made the hole almanath that you're about to put the spigot in, that doesn't remove its status of a kli. Like here, you have all the different parts of the kli, and you're going to put it all back together. So therefore, it's already called a kli now, all the different parts. And the Chasam Sofer isn't so convinced of that, but that's that's a discussion. So again, to summarize this, if you look in the Sefer Tfilas Kelim, which has all the various halachas in Perek Ches, halacha, where is it? Perek Ches, hey, says the, here, Perek, I'm sorry, Perek Yud Aleph. Perches Oshei. Let me just find it here if I can. Perches Miu. Maybe I did the wrong one. Here. Perek Hey. Sorry. Perek Hey. Ein Sarach Lefarekes Yadita Kli. One doesn't have to separate the handle of a kli. O chalakim achirim hamuchubarim lekli. Vafilu einam imin atanim tefila. Even if it's parts that don't require tefila. Elamatil kshem muchubarim lekli. Even when they're still attached. But they all have to be clean without any chatzitza on it. Again, related to that, we don't have time right now. Maybe we'll do it another time this week in terms of the electric kalim, the different sheetahs about what to do if one is nervous about toveling not only a clean with parts, but a clean with parts, or even not, that must be plugged in before it is used. Okay, we will stop here.